And a public policy think tank says sugar taxes are seen as a silver bullet to reduce obesity, but the jury is still out on whether they actually work. The New Zealand Initiative Group launched a Health of the State report last night, arguing that cutting consumption of some products doesn't necessarily equate to reducing obesity in the population overall.
The group's head of research, Eric Crampton, told our health correspondent Karen Brown that Mexico's two-year-old tax on sugar-sweetened beverages has cut consumption among the poor, but achieving that here from such a tax would be more difficult.
A peso per litre wasn't really a 10% tax, it's kind of on average a 10% tax. But when we look at it in comparison to, say, a poor worker's wages, it's just under 2% of a poor worker's daily wage. To have a tax with comparable effect here, benchmarking it against minimum wage workers' daily salary, you'd be looking at about $2 per liter. Nobody in New Zealand is talking about a $2 per liter excise on soda, but they're pretending that we'd be getting effects comparable in size to those that have been found in Mexico. And I'm not sure that's right.
But are you saying that basically, the studies that we're told, something succeeding or what it will do and what it won't do, they don't look at what they purport to look at?
Sure. Most studies in the area will look at just changes in soda consumption with a soda tax and ignore changes in other kinds of sugary consumption or other consumption overall. People then declare victory because there's been a change in soda consumption with a soda tax and ignore the other flow-on effects. When we look at studies that take it more seriously and actually look at effects on things like obesity with a sugar tax, we find very small effects in the studies that are able to find any effect at all. So the largest effect that I saw in one of the more recent meta-studies on this showed that a 20% tax on soda resulted in the equivalent for me, in terms of a BMI change, about 180 grams of weight. So if I weighed myself before dinner as compared to after dinner, that's about the effect of the 20% soda tax. We think the soda taxes and fat taxes are pretty poorly targeted, that we need a lot more recognition of that people can have diverse wants, and what they want might not correspond to what a nutritionist might want, and people have diverse ways of achieving nutritional outcomes. Further, we might be foregoing some other kinds of opportunities by looking for silver bullets like a fat tax or a soda tax that really isn't going to work that way. We could be trialing alternative sorts of things like different ways of providing nutritional education in the schools, seeing what sorts of different information campaigns of that sort would work, trialing them out, finding out what works, and then disseminating them rather than looking for silver bullets.
That's Eric Crampton of the New Zealand Initiative.